Season 3, Episode 1 of the IU We Talk Sports Podcast. We are back for another great season with you guys, and we got some great topics for you. First, as always, let me go ahead and introduce my ever-so-great host, the best hosting cast that anyone has out there. I'm willing to put him up against anybody, any day of the week. To my right, and you know, this is how we started doing things. We're getting older, it's easier, so I'm going to go from what's on the screen. So to my right, we got Andy. Say what's up.
What up, what up?
Bottom right, we got Pepe Le Pew Pew, a.k.a. Kai. Tell the people what's happening.
What is happening, guys? Good evening.
And then last, we got Jeff on the mic here. Say what's up to the people.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Let's have another great season. I'm ready.
Yes, yes. And I'll keep that across the ticker for all you new people out there so you can get to know us. You're going to be seeing a lot of our faces. We have one host that we're going to shout out, even though he's not here today. That's Andrew Roberts of Black Gamut Entertainment. And speaking of Black Gamut Entertainment, you make sure you follow us on our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at IU We Talk Sports and Black Gamut ENT. So today we are going to, first we're going to start a series of division predictions that we're going to be doing over the next few weeks. We have the AL Central and NL Central lined up, and then we have a quick rapid fire since there's a lot of sports news going on. We don't want to leave you guys hanging this week, so we're going to go ahead and jump to it. Clearly, we're going to stick with the AL Central first, most entertaining out of all of them. Probably for more reasons than one, but we are in the Northeast Ohio area, so the Cleveland Indians is the one that comes to mind. But you have the Minnesota Twins, the Cleveland Indians, and soon to be crowned. That's what I'm going to call them. That's just a mixture between the Cavs and the Browns because I don't really want them to change their name. The Chicago White Sox, Kansas City Royals, and Detroit Tigers. I don't know which one of you guys wants to kick this off. Let me go with the de facto Cleveland fan that's in the group right now. Andy, what do you got going on for the Central?
Yeah, I'm excited for a baseball season. Hopefully we'll see some fans back in the park this year. I'm disappointed that the Indians didn't spend any money, but you know, that doesn't shock me with the Dolans owning that squad. I think the Indians are going to suck this year. I think that they'll win a lot of games 1-0 and 2-1, but if you hit three runs, that's a wrap. Indians can't score. I'll be surprised if anybody hits besides Jose Ramirez this year. So my pick for the AL Central, unfortunately, is going to be the Twins. I think they are loaded. The signing of Josh Donaldson, I think, is big and bigger than most people think. I think he's really good. Just gives a little cushion to Nelson Cruz, who's really good. I mean, he's good for probably 40 home runs, 100 ribbies in his sleep. The rotation is not the greatest, but I think they're going to score a bunch of runs. So I don't think it'll be a problem for them. Like I mentioned earlier, that's the only thing the Indians may have going for them. Shane Bieber, the rest is a cast of characters. But Shane Bieber, obviously, is going to have a chance to win the Cy Young this year. But they're going to have a 21 pitcher and Shane Bieber and probably two guys at 15 wins to have any chance whatsoever. And I just don't see that happening. I don't think they get enough run support. So I'm going with the Twins this year, unfortunately.
That's tough to hear come out of your mouth, but I get it, man. It is going to be a rough season for the Tribe. I tell you what, I'll still take a chance in those pitchers and fantasy, but that is a conversation for another day. Let's go ahead and jump down to Jeff. What do you see going on here with the AL Central this year?
Look, I agree with Andy that if you're an Indians fan, which I'm not a not Indians fan, that's my second favorite team. That's my AL team. But you look across the lineup, there's not a lot going on there. Jose Ramirez is really good. And I think that maybe without a supporting cast, he's not going to be as good as he has been. And pitchers, like you said, Shane Bieber. Yeah, he has a chance at the Cy Young, and that's great. You could win 21, 22 games, and your team is still 85 and 86. You know what I mean, as far as the totals go. So I don't see the Indians going far. I think Ramirez is going to show out a little bit. Bieber is going to be Bieber, but hopefully he doesn't get caught up in, like, all of a sudden he's like Greg Maddux and he gets no run support. And now he's pitching great, but he's losing games. And who knows how that's going to play out. I see the Indians in this division third. I think the White Sox are the – I don't agree with the Twins. Twins are going to be there, but I think it's going to come down to the White Sox and Minnesota. And when you really break down the White Sox lineup and the way they played last year, and I know that we're not talking about fantasy, but you look at all the books right now and you look at the projected lineups and stuff, they have the number one AL Central or the number one American League closer. They have two of the top 10 AL pitchers. They have four of the top AL hitters in their lineup. And I just see the White Sox maybe putting it together. And as you can see, I guess I don't have any Cubs stuff on other than my jacket and my hat. But I hate the White Sox. I hate the White Sox. I hate them. You can't be a Cubs fan and like the White Sox. But this year, I got to give it up and say the White Sox are going to win the Central. And I think it's going to come down to Kansas City, which has a really good lineup. They have no pitchers, but they have a really good lineup. They got Merrifield, Soler is in there, Mondesi, the number one base stealer in baseball. And they're going to run. They're going to score runs, but they have no pitching. The Indians are going to score some runs, and they have some pitching. So I think the White Sox, hands down, run away with the AL Central this year. And Kansas City and Cleveland will be running for second, but it's not going to be in the wild card consideration. So the White Sox go to the playoffs out of the AL Central, and I don't believe anyone else sniffs them, actually.
So halfway through that, when you were talking about where the Indians were going to land, I kind of decided maybe I should try to take some notes of what we're picking here. So your early picks, you have the White Sox winning. Would you have the Indians or the White Sox at second?
Indians or what? Royals in second.
The second place, like in the division, like a division rank was straight down.
White Sox, Royals, Indians, and then doesn't matter who finishes under. I think Minnesota is not going to be as good as everybody thinks. So I like Chicago, Kansas City, Cleveland, and Minnesota.
All right, and then Andy, I should have got your. I'm going to jump back to you before I jump to Kai.
I got the Twins winning it, White Sox in second, Indians in third, Royals fourth, and Detroit playing in the minor leagues.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, yeah, they're definitely not getting any better anytime soon. Pepe Le Pew Pew. I'm going to probably keep saying that just because I'm saying pew pew.
Pew pew. Pew pew.
Let's see. I have to agree with Andy for the most part here. I think the Twins are probably going to be the best in that division. Their pitching is not horrible. Kentel Maeda, Berrios, Pineda, and Happ. Those aren't the strongest four, but they're serviceable. Plus, with all these bats you got, I mean, Miguel Sano blasts them out of this park. Nelson Cruz is still hitting them. Kepler's a good leadoff guy. I don't know if they're going to still lead him, but I think they're just a strong team through and through. On a video game, they'd all be 82 to 85s, but that's pretty strong, you know. Indians, I'm telling you, their pitching is going to keep them in more games than I think probably they should. I don't see the Indians' bats as horrible, just young and, you know, kind of got to get their shit together. But I mean, Zach Plesac and Aaron Civale are really good pitchers. I wouldn't say top tier, but maybe a 1B or 1C. I think the Indians get second just because the in-play of the division, you know, as long as you beat the Tigers and the Royals like you're supposed to, that's 38 wins right there. You get maybe a split with one of the two top teams that you guys are saying, the White Sox or the Twins, but I do think the Twins are going to be the best team. I think the Indians will sneak in a wild card this year. I think the pitching is going to keep them in a lot of games, and after that I'll go Shy Sox, and then who cares? Kansas City or Detroit? Probably Kansas City. I did look at their lineup. It's not horrible. It's young, but yeah, Detroit. I'd rather go watch the Toledo Med Hens than the Tigers this year.
I think it's a consensus that we're going to go ahead and put Detroit down at the very bottom there. I'm going to dare to be different on this one. I really haven't looked at too many of the lineups. I've not too much interest in baseball because the Red Sox are not too good right now. We'll talk about the East next week's show. But I'm actually going to be there to be different. I'm going to take Cleveland playing well enough to win a division. They seem to always find a way. And they also go on their runs, whether it be at the beginning of the season, end of the season. But like you said, the pitching should keep them in it. I'm just not really willing to give up on them. I mean, it's a full 162-game season. I mean, I think a lot of the sample size that we're looking at is from what last year was, where teams made the playoffs based off of, you know, their win percentage. Some teams played more or less or whatnot. So I still like Cleveland at the top.
Best coach to agree with your spot. They have the best coach,
yeah.
I think, in the Central.
Yeah, that should definitely make a difference. But like I said, they since they started consistently, at least competing to or making the playoffs, it seems like they've really been able to, like I said, manufacture wins no matter what. And that probably is more so coaching than anything else. So, I have them winning it. Twins second, Sox third, and kind of like everybody else, the Royals and Detroit, whatever, but Detroit bottom because they're Detroit. I'm not willing to make any early World Series picks at all. it's up to you guys if you guys want to put yourselves on record for that. But
I like the Dodgers.
We'll wait till the last show before the season starts before I do that.
As far as preseason goes,
my Yankees have a horrible, horrible habit of having way too many injuries.
I have a horrible habit of loving that.
Yeah, well, the Dodgers added the best pitcher this year.
The anus is the anus.
Wow. You can fit 63 Earths in your anus. Did you know that? The funniest thing I've seen on Facebook. It said, try not to laugh when you read this. So, 63 Earths in Uranus.
Uranus is large.
Is it just Uranus or is it my anus too? Anus
is large. It's definitely Uranus.
Yep. Wow.
What are you talking about?
So one thing that I thought was a good idea for us to go with divisions that match like as far as like AL Central and NL Central is that interleague play this year is actually is they're going to match up against their counter. So now we're going to talk about the NL Central, which is the Cubs. This is in line in order that they finished last year too. So Cubs, Cardinals, Reds, Brewers, Pirates. So naturally, I will go ahead and start off with you, Jeff. I don't know what that hat is that you're wearing. Is that a Cubs hat? I see. Is that what that is?
No, you don't think so. That's the only gear that I own. Is Cubs gear.
He's wearing it all out today.
you know what? Preparing for fantasy baseball and then preparing for the season in general, I look at the Cubs and I try to be honest about where I think they're going to be. And look, their lineup, they still have their core three and Peterson. So 2 through 6, you're talking about Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, who's on a contract year, Javi Baez, and Jock Peterson, who's just raked so far in spring training. Plus Wilson Contreras, Jason Hayward, and this up-and-comer Nico Horner. And I think that the Cubs, with their new hitting coach, are going to be fine on the offensive side. But, yeah, Kyle Hendricks is your ace. Kyle Hendricks is serviceable, and he's fantastic if he's your 3, 4, or 5 starter. But to bank on Kyle Hendricks as your ace, I think that's the first precautionary sign of expecting too much from the Cubs. Back that up with the fact that the NL Central has historically been, they just beat each other up. Cubs, Cardinals, Brewers, they battle each other. And that's why none of these teams ever come out with ridiculous amounts of wins, but you could have the NL Central win in 92 games. And the second place guy has 90 and the third place guy has 89, you know? And think it's going to be tough. The Cardinals did a lot to upgrade their roster. I really think that Arenado is going to be better than people think this year. And you put Arenado, Goldschmidt, Arenado, Goldschmidt, and Ozuna. And when Ozuna has guys around him that hit, he's a stud. When he was behind Stanton, he raked, and it was the best season he ever had. So I think their offense is going to be absolutely sick. And as far as the Central goes, I think Jack Flaherty, Adam Wainwright, and Mikolas are better than what the Cubs have to offer right now. So I kind of see the Cardinals eking it out. And you guys all know that it pains me to say this, but I think the Cardinals might be a couple games better. The Cubs and Brewers are going to be fighting it out for a few games behind. But like I said, these guys are going to beat up on each other. Whoever wins, Cardinals, Cubs, Brewers, the Reds are up and coming. They lost one of the best pitchers in baseball. So I honestly don't think they're going to be that relevant because Sonny Gray and Tyler Mahle, they're not going to get you deep into the playoffs.
Not anymore.
No, I see St. Louis sad-heartedly winning the division, Cubs and Brewers fighting for second place, and neither one of them get the wild card. But Cincinnati is going to be at the bottom. Pittsburgh's all the way at the bottom, and they have nobody. You know, a couple guys, that's a different story for fantasy. But Cardinals, Cubs, Brewers, Reds, Pirates.
You just said someone lost a pitcher. Who did Cincinnati lose? What pitcher?
Bauer.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that guy's a 1-year deal for the rest of his life, right? Yeah, that is kind of odd. Yeah, I agree. I think the Cardinals are going to make a huge turn there. Not that they weren't already close there before, but those lineup changes really helped them out a lot. And it's crazy, I have to say this two times in a row, but like Andy, you know, went with the Twins, and then you went with the Cardinals. It's a sad day.
Sad. Shame.
It's a shame. It's a realistic
day next week. Let's see who Ty's going with next week.
Definitely the Orioles.
What do you have going on for the NL Central, guys?
NL Central, I'm going straight up with the Cardinals, man. That lineup, it's big. It's huge. It's nasty. It's the lineup like almost any team would prefer to have, except for maybe a couple of teams in the league. It's ridiculous. They're pitching mediocre, but if you're scoring, I bet you they average 7-8 runs a game. yeah, maybe 6.5, 7. But yeah, their bats are just huge. I'm going with them. Cubs pitching is not as good as theirs, but not by much. I just don't think their bats are quite where St. Louis's are. I'd like to see Cincinnati do well. They do have some youngsters coming up. Pittsburgh. Hey, let's go to Pittsburgh and watch some games, man. It's only 2 hours away. We can watch the Cubs. We can watch, well, we can watch anybody in baseball, really, but yeah. $15, go watch a game in an empty stadium.
Yeah.
I will say one thing. I hate the Steelers, but the town of Pittsburgh is sweet, and the PNC Park is a beautiful, beautiful place to be. The Cubs, I think they'll be about 90 wins, and Brewers right behind them, but I really do think the Cardinals have a team that could win over 100 games this year. I see them challenging the Dodgers and whoever the hell comes out of the East. But, St. Louis Cardinals, man, looking good. I think it's going to be a division where it's going to be a lot of runs scored in many of those games, interdivision at least.
No pitching.
Yeah, no pitching. I mean, there might be football scores like 10-7, like anytime any of these teams get together. So I think it'll be the most entertaining. I don't think it'll be the best division. I think that's the National League East. But yeah, as far as entertainment and scoring runs, I think this division's probably got it.
What's your rank on that one? Actually, and Jeff, I assume that you, because you said Cubs, Brewers fighting, I assume that you had Cubs 2, Brewers 3. Guessing that's a fair
question. Cardinals, Cubs, Brewers, Reds, Pirates.
Cool. I have the exact same way.
Yeah.
But, all right, and piggyback before I go over to Andy here, Pittsburgh, the city of Pittsburgh, other than that ugly-ass Heinz Field, is really amazing. It's the only casino, the Rivers. It's the only casino that's ever treated me right my whole entire life. And then PNC Park is mighty beautiful. It's an amazing park. Andy, who do you got in El Central?
So I hear what you guys are all saying. And I do think the Cardinals will have some decent offensive numbers, but I don't like them to win this division. I like the Milwaukee Brewers to win the division. I think Christian Yelich being hurt last year, obviously, you know, did them in. I think he comes back in a big way this year. I mean, he put up MVP numbers the previous two seasons. I think he finds his form again. And when he's on, man, that team is they're tough to beat. So I like them. I like Brandon Woodruff as their ace. Their other pitchers, obviously not the greatest. But yeah, Brandon Woodruff is a beast, man. But yeah, I just think the whole thing hinges on Christian Yelich and him having that MVP caliber type season again. But I will say, I agree with you, Jeff, on the Nolan Arenado signing. I think he's going to have a great year. I think people are sleeping on him and not remembering how good at third base he really is. He might be one of the best defensive third basemen I've ever seen. If his bat comes along with that, then the Cardinals could potentially go far. But I like the Brewers to win this division. But again, like you guys all said, not by a ton of games. I think, like you said, they beat up on each other. I don't think you're going to see like a 95-game winner out of this division. But it's funny. It's funny because I've looked at like four different sites, MLB.com, RotoWire, all these different divisions, all these different sites have the Cardinals – projected to finish like third or fourth, but I agree with you guys. I think they're a lot better than that. But I'll still stick with my boys, Milwaukee Brewers, and I still will say this. They got the best fitted hat in the game.
What?
Yes. The glove, Milwaukee Brewers, baby. That glove, that hat is fire.
Yeah.
That is a great hat.
It's a nice hat.
I like the old Expos hats.
What do you mean, just the Nationals?
Real quick to add to your Andy, you know what? I think one of the biggest fantasy and non-fantasy acquisitions was Colton Wong, and he's going to lead off the order for the Brewers.
Yeah.
And with the bats behind him, I think Colton Wong is going to be one of the steals in fantasy drafts this year.
I agree.
Don't tell us your secrets, man.
Fuck off.
Come along, second round, bitch.
So I got the division. This is how I got the division shaken out. I got the Milwaukee Brewers coming in first. I got the Cardinals coming in second. I got the Reds coming in third. I got the Pirates coming in fourth. And catastrophically, I got the Cubs.
Love it.
Bringing up the caboose, baby.
I get two of them here. I don't even know which way I'm going.
You know what they are, though.
Oh, man.
No, I'm just
lovable losers, right?
I'm just kidding, man. Pirates are definitely bringing up the bottom in that division. Pirates, Reds. Yeah, so it's finishing Milwaukee, Cardinals, Cubs. And those could switch, I think.
Pardon. Try to hit that mute button.
This year is going to be way different because all these guys that were supposed to be up and comers had like horrible years last year, but that year doesn't even really count like as a regular year. You know what I mean? So kind of got to overlook some of the little things that happened last year with certain guys. And this guy was always a great hitter and then he couldn't hit a fastball and, so, yeah, I think the numbers will play out just like you said, Andy, and it'll be close. But the studs are gonna be studs again.
Yeah, I mean, what, they hit on average, what, did they play like about 60 games or something like that? Like, that's the most that anyone plays, 100 games less. But, I mean, that's going to make a drastic difference. I think that a lot of these records that we look at right now from last year may not necessarily be telling him where these teams are going to end up, but the move still can't be denied. So you look at a team like the Cardinals, they definitely made the right moves, you know, to actually warrant being first place, but it doesn't always work like that. Andy, I know that's truly in your heart. Like, it might not be the smartest prediction, but I know truly in your heart, that's exactly how you want things to shake out in that division. It's going to end up dead last. So
I wouldn't hate it. I mean, I would hate it for Jeff, but I wouldn't hate it.
That's about the only reason. Mine actually. I'm going to do the same thing I did with the AL Central. Just because if it shakes out this way, I'm going to say like I don't believe you guys didn't pick your own teams. So Cubs winning the division, Cardinals second. They'll be obviously good enough to wild card in. Aren't there more wild card teams this year or something? Or they haven't figured out what they're doing yet. I think they haven't decided whether or not they're going to use the format that they used last year or if they're going to go back to regular. So they haven't announced it yet.
If they're smart, they're going to go back to last year.
Yeah. I think that was probably the best idea.
Yeah.
But Cubs, Cardinals, Brewers, Reds, Pirates. So we're going to have this one. And so pretty similar to everyone else's except for I'm taking the bold prediction of the Cubs, actually.
Look, there could only be a three-game division between the top three teams. So, hey, Cubs, that's a great pick, Joe. I love it.
No way. All right. So, anyone – all right. I said earlier I wouldn't even touch it, but does anyone have any early World Series picks? Just I'm not holding anybody to these. Just if you hit it and it's like random, I'll go ahead and give you a shout out for it.
I like Dodgers v Nationals.
Dodgers Nationals. Kai, Yankees and who?
Dodgers can't play the Nationals in the World Series, man. That will never happen unless they switch league like the Astros.
Well, that's Brewers. What I'm taking. It's going to be a different type of year, man.
Well, in that case, I'm taking Yankees Indians World Series.
Book it.
Look, no, it's probably going to be Yankees Dodgers. I think that's what America wants. I think that's what it'll be.
Here you go. Here's one
what
for the
America. World. Are you living in?
Here's one for the book. Padres, White Sox. What?
Hey, I don't hate that one, man.
I'd watch.
All right. So, like I said, I'm not making one. So, we are going to go ahead and jump to what we're calling quick take. We're just going to go over some of the major things that have happened pretty much today in sports, or are currently happening in sports in general. So just to start that out, the NBA second half of the season just started, probably the beginning of last week. I'll start this one out with you, Kai. I know that you weren't on here for the last time we got a chance to talk about the Knicks, and I believe they're playing a little bit better here. So what do you got for the second half of the season, and who are your finals predictions?
First of all, the Knicks are on television today across the country on the network of ESPN. So that makes me happy. Just being able to watch the Knicks in hopefully the playoffs. I'll get to watch some of my team on television without having to pay for it. So that's cool. Oh, well, go Knicks, motherfucker. Go Knicks. I think it's going to be the Brooklyn Nets versus the Utah Jazz in the finals. That's my finals, man. Utah Jazz, Brooklyn Nets.
And you got the Knicks finishing strong.
The Nets will win. So at least there'll be an NBA championship in New York City, just not in the right borough. But I think the Knicks will get to the playoffs, and they might mess around and win one.
Yeah.
And negative. We'll see. I'm being hopeful, guys.
You should be. This is probably the best they've played in what, the past
since I've known you
7 years.
Since something. I've known all of you.
No, the Knicks were good when they had J.R. Smith and Shumpert and Melo playing. So,
yeah, they made the playoffs like two times since 2000, I think. It's been so awful, I can't remember.
I thought they were going to beat the Heat 1 year. They were playing them pretty well, and then they just imploded, of course. But
just check out the video of Scottie Pippen dunking on Patrick Ewing. That's all you need to know.
Damn. We're going way
facial.
Back.
Facial.
Yeah.
Who you
John
got
Starks? What?
Who you got finishing strong in the finals, Jeff?
Yeah, NBA. Look, I think that I know that we've talked about it multiple times and over this, and I think that the NBA with these super teams and guys trying to play together is kind of watered it down a little bit, and I think it's going to be the same. It's going to work out the same as it has recently. It's going to be the Lakers and the Bucks, and because LeBron likes to load his teams and bring in all these guys that are going to like finish in the spots that they need to, which is one thing. But I think that the NBA has just kind of been built to, we're only down to a couple teams right now. And I think that the Lakers and the Bucks will be in the finals. And I think Giannis's team isn't going to be as good as LeBron's team. So I think that the Lakers win another title. And look, you guys know we've been in this conversation many, many times. I'm not a LeBron hater. I said before he even started that he could go down as the best all-around player there ever was. But I'm not a big fan of him. And so, like I've said a couple times tonight, it might pain me a little bit, but I think that the Lakers beat the Bucks in the finals this year. Yeah.
I don't want to see them. I don't want to see them win another one, of course. Go ahead and stay where they are there. Andy, you looked a little bit deterred when he said he wasn't a LeBron hater. You're next up anyway. So what you got here?
Well, I don't care about the LeBron hate thing, man, but I want to ask one question to Jeff. Did Michael Jordan play on super teams?
No.
Yes, he did. Period.
No, he didn't. They built that team. They drafted.
He played. That's the definition of a super team, is having three superstars, right? Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman. It's a super team, bro. They've been around since the beginning of the league. Every year, there's like four teams. There's like four teams that can win the game. They're all super teams. They've always been around. LeBron just started the freedom movement.
What other super teams were there that year?
What year?
85, 96. What other super teams were there?
Look it up, man. Utah Jazz. They were a super team.
Malone and Stockton.
And Hornacek and what's his big the big guy?
Craig Ostertag.
That's his name. Ostertag. Big Country.
That's not Big Country. That's Bryant Reeves.
Hey, man, I'll call him Big Country if I want to. He's a big boy.
Yeah.
Anyways, let me get back to my take.
My difference is
man, you all opened another can of worms on this one.
Jeff did.
Look, these guys weren't sitting around in the offseason talking about, wow, we're the four best players in the NBA. Let's all play
on
the
same team. They weren't allowed to do it back then. LeBron opened that door for players to do it. They weren't allowed to do it then. So I guarantee you all these players in the NBA love LeBron for doing that shit. They're like, oh, we can do that? Okay, let's do it. Let's go where we want to play. We don't have to be shackled down right now because and handcuffed to our team because our GM –
No, now I can go and I can be friends with Steph Curry and Anthony Davis and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh and say, hey, wow, we're all great friends and we've all made so much money so far.
Why not?
Let's just go play together and make a championship. That's not how the Bulls were built. That's not how the Bulls were built.
Didn't say that's how they were built. I just said they were a super team. They were a super team. They
were the first team that had the best defensive big man in basketball, the best defensive small forward in basketball, and the best defensive guard in basketball.
So you're admitting they had the best three players. They were a super team.
Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman hated each other and would have beat the shit out of each other.
Okay. What's that got to do with anything?
Outside of the room. So
what's that got to do with anything? They were a super team.
Because it wasn't built like that. It wasn't, let's all get together.
You don't care how it was built.
Let's take the best team that we can.
All right, guys.
You got sidetracked a little bit, guys.
Super team. Anyway.
LeBron has degraded basketball because of that.
No, he hasn't. Maybe to you.
And a lot of other people. A lot of other people.
A lot of white people.
Anymore. Why do I want to watch LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Colin Sexton, and Andrew Love? Why would I want to watch that game?
His name is Kevin.
Exactly. That's my point. Why would you want to watch that game?
Because the Cavs are a bottom dweller.
All right. Well, in case you guys all the listeners out there didn't have a chance to hear any of our debate segments last year, we're going to be starting those back up this year, and I think we have a very popular one brewing already. But let's just go ahead and get back to your picks for a second.
All right, so I'll touch on a couple things real quick. First of all, if the Utah Jazz, if the playoffs started today, I think they would lose in the first round to the Dallas Mavericks. Second of all, I think the finals hinge completely on one player, and that's Anthony Davis. If he can stay healthy, I don't think any team can beat them. Secondly, I do think the Nets are coming out of the East. I just don't think there's enough defense in any team to stop those guys. As much as I don't want to see it, Kyrie Irving is a freaking magician with the basketball. He needs to shut up, but God, can he play, man. He's
a dickhead.
Yes, I agree with that completely, but he's really good at basketball, man. Wow. So I like Nets v. Lakers if AD is healthy. If AD's not healthy, I see a team like Denver maybe shocking some people. But I think it's the Nets in the East, Lakers in the West if they're healthy, and I'm going to take my boy LeBron all the way.
Those are reasonable picks. But I tell you the truth, I'm kind of somewhat in the same boat. Obviously, Anthony Davis means a lot. But, you know, even with Anthony Davis out, Kuzma's been playing a lot better. Who knows if that translates in the playoffs or not. So I think their team's kind of starting to come around with LeBron James in the playoffs. We just know how it goes. Just fully expect him to make it to another finals regardless, barring some catastrophic injury. But shout out to, you know, Utah for playing as well as they're playing right now. It's probably going to be the Nets. The whole Blake Griffin signing, and I feel like I just read something that they might actually really be trying to make a push for LaMarcus Aldridge. And they obviously have everybody else that they already have, so they're just at that point now where, you know, if super teams used to be two players, three players, and now it's four players, whatever you guys want to call it, it's about to be five. it looks like the Brooklyn Nets are the team that's going to go ahead and start that trend.
What? So, you got 99 problems, but your basketball team ain't one? What?
So, as much as I want to see the Celtics do something, unless they make a big move by the March 25th trade deadline, I just kind of don't see it. If they do something, I mean, they still have a lot of depth, so, you know, I'm not going to count them out, but the star power for the Nets is just something different. But once again, it's just the players that they have, just a little bit too much. Of course, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant have such a huge injury history. So, I mean, any day we could see that change immediately. All in all, I think I told Andy this the other day, and I almost wanted to throw up in my mouth a little bit. I hate the Nets a lot. I really, really can't stand the Lakers. But before I read it for the Nets to win an NBA championship, I would probably go ahead and root for LeBron, not the Lakers. It would be a very similar Tampa Bay Buccaneers situation where I'm more so rooting for Brady. I would be rooting for LeBron to win a championship because I just not really down with LA. So
that was a great show.
Not necessarily a quick take, but let's go ahead and try to do a little bit better here. I don't think there's much for us to fight about on the next topic. We're going with the NCAA tournament. Wednesday and Thursday, I believe, are the play-in games. Friday, the tournament itself starts. Same order. I think I went with Kai first. Who do you have winning? I guess I should say like this. Who do you have winning the tournament, and who is your Cinderella pick to win the tournament?
Wow, college basketball. Gonzaga, Baylor, Michigan, not them. Illinois are the top four. So I'm going to go Gonzaga as my champion. And I'm just going to be hopeful and hope Virginia Tech makes some noise. And that's going to be my sleeper team.
All right, Jeff.
Well, I mean, I haven't watched that much, but a little bit I have watched is Gonzaga seems to have built that program into a powerhouse. And I think they're the favorite. Now, my sleeper team, I got two, and I don't think it's about a sleeper to win the whole thing. But I think that Cleveland State has a chance to win a couple games, maybe get to the Sweet 16. That's a great sleeper pick. But as far as sleeper pick to win the whole thing, I don't discount Ohio State as far as that goes. And I know that's not a sleeper pick because they're going to be a two seed most likely, but Gonzaga's hard to go against. I like Cleveland State to win a couple games, and I give Ohio State a chance to win the national championship.
All right. I like that. Andy, what do you pick?
So my winner is probably going to be Baylor. I think they're the most athletic team in this tournament. They're really fun to watch. I mean, they probably got four NBA players in their starting five. So I like Baylor to win it. But side note, I really like Oklahoma State in this tournament. I think that they're going to have a chip on their shoulder. I think they're going to be ticked off because they should be a two seed and they're a four. They've got the best player in this tournament, Cade Cunningham. So really like him. My sleeper pick is Winthrop. If you look back in the history of the tournament, a 12 seed wins damn near every year. 5 years in the history of the tournament, a 12 seed hasn't won. And I got a little rooting interest for, especially the local people around here. Shout out to Uniontown, Ohio, Lake High School. My boy Chandler Vaudrin, look out for him. He's a walking triple-double, averages 13, 7, and 7. And Winthrop only lost one game this year. So look out for Winthrop.
Can I add to this real quick before you go, Joe? That's amazing that you say that, Andy, because our show, or the show that I've been working on in the neighborhood, my first two guys are Adrian and Tony Stockman, brothers from Medina. And guess where Adrian went? Winthrop. and made it to the dance. And so he's been posting all kinds of stuff. And yes, that's one of those little tiny schools that you always root for. And wow, I'm glad you said that. I had no idea that you had a connection to Winthrop.
I'm going to be honest. I haven't done any research on the teams yet. I plan on doing it tonight. I more than anything, I don't get around to watching too many college basketball games. So I just do my due diligence and pay out donations during the bracket season here. So I'm going to say early, probably Gonzaga and Baylor would be some of my favorites to pick. I'll probably go with Gonzaga there. Cleveland State was my sleeper pick, and I think I did say sleeper or Cinderella to win the tournament. I did mean just like Cinderella's story. Someone maybe upset and get a little bit further than you think. So just because I don't want to pick the same one, I just, once again, I just dare to be different. That's all I want to do. I'm going to go with Drake. Drake's going to win that play-in game.
The rapper?
They're at least going to win US or beat USC.
Now, look, you're not slick for picking Drake, bro. You're not slick.
But, no, so those are going to be my picks. Gonzaga and Drake.
What state is Drake in?
He's from Canada. So,
oh, the pop star?
Oh. Toronto.
Wheelchair Johnny. Wheelchair Johnny.
Jimmy, man. Come on.
Wheelchair. See, I don't even care. I don't even care. So much I care.
Drake, if you're listening to the show and you want to send tickets, just me and maybe Andy, I don't know. I don't think he said anything bad. I don't think he laughed at you.
Joe will become a Raptors fan. Lickety split.
Hey, I'm part of the OVO clique already. I met him when my brother was doing security for him. So hey, I'm already in there. Yep. Give me more tickets. All right.
Wheelchair Jamie.
All right, so today was the first day of free agency in the NFL. A lot of huge moves that have already happened, probably some since we've actually started recording today. Of course, the show airs. We record earlier than the show airs, so it'll be a couple days by the time you guys all get to listen. But let's start with you, Jeff. What is your favorite free agent move in the NFL that's happened today?
As far as the moves that like are official and all that, I think that from a personal standpoint, as a player, Ingram signing with the Texans, that's a good move for him. I think that's a good fit. But as far as the best move, I think that Jonnu Smith signing with the Patriots is huge. Patriots have a history of using their tight ends a lot. And if Cam Newton is their guy, he's going to need Jonnu Smith, and he might be the guy next year. That's not to say that I don't think that what the Browns signed who today? One of the best corners?
John Johnson, safety from the Rams, LA Rams.
Yeah. Well, as far as team-wise goes, that's a great move for them. But I like Jonnu Smith with the Patriots, and I think that he keeps them in the mix. I know we talked about it, 7-9, blah, 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 and this and that, but that team's better. And with a full season, preseason, and a full off season, I think that Jonnu Smith's going to shine in New England.
Andy?
Yeah, so I'll piggyback off of Jeff there. John Johnson is my pick. Obviously, a little biased, but John Johnson joins Grant Delpit if he comes back healthy and Ronnie Harrison. So if Greedy Williams comes back healthy, the Browns go from having a terrible secondary to a pretty damn good one. So I think that's a big signing for them. They need some help at linebacker still, but boy, does he shore up that back half of that secondary, man. He's a young player. He's been to the Super Bowl. The Browns need that type of experience, especially on defense. They didn't pay crazy money to him. So I really like that signing, man. Like I said, I just think that that secondary, if everybody comes back healthy, is went from the cellar dweller to pretty damn good. But we'll see, man. It all hinges on everybody being healthy, obviously. The Jonnu Smith signing, yeah, I can't lie. It is a good one. But obviously I'm biased, so I'm going to take the signing by the Browns. That might be the only splash they make, but it'll really open up what they can do in the draft, because now you're basically looking at one position now, and I think that's linebacker.
Yeah, they definitely struggle, Well, I wouldn't say struggle at the linebacker position, but yeah, they definitely could use the help there. Safety position, obviously huge. So I thought that that being the one move that they prioritized was definitely huge. Really, really, really good signing for them. Look forward to see what else they do. They should have a little bit of wiggle room to make another signing or two before going into the draft. Kai, what do you like about today in free agency?
Well, it's kind of bittersweet for me. Drew Brees retiring is my free agent unsigning, I guess we'll put it that way. I think Drew Brees just played in the wrong era of football, because if he would have played a little sooner, I think he would have been one of the all-time greats. And here he is playing with Peyton Manning and Tommy Brady, and it just sucks that – I mean, he only won one Super Bowl, but his team is just consistently awesome. I think it sucks we're not going to be able to watch him anymore. But I am really happy that he – I'm not saying he went out on top, but, you know, I think it was time for him to hang him up, and I think he did make the smart decision, especially with the guys they got there too.
Tom Brady.
What's that?
Who's Tom Brady?
I think you went a little too far from your Wi-Fi.
Oh,
yeah, you're getting a little choppy. You might have to mute.
But yeah, I think that end of an era for New Orleans. I mean, they'll still be good, I believe, but with that guy not there, it's gonna be tough. We'll see. So, but my hat's off to him.
So all you have is a unsigning, a free agent unsigning.
I got a tribute to my man. This is just a tribute.
Well, obviously the signing of John Johnson to the Browns I thought was amazing, but all in one whole, every signing that the Patriots made, just interesting ones. I can't tell you how they're going to shake out. But, you know, they definitely didn't approach free agency the same as they have over the past decade. They signed defensive end Matt Judon from Baltimore. Jonnu Smith, of course, like you guys mentioned. Jalen Mills from Philly. He's a defensive back. Devon Godchuk. I honestly don't really know who he is. I actually hadn't heard from him, but he's a defensive tackle from Miami. And then they re-signed Dietrich White, and I think that was a big deal for TVB too. They're going to be having Hightower come back this year. Chase Winovich has obviously been a big part. So it looks like he's trying to make sure he shores up that defense. Bill Belichick, of course, we're talking about. Probably more so for whatever week that matchup is against Tom Brady, because, you know, he may not win another Super Bowl in New England here, but, you know, if he can keep Brady from winning every single or beating every single team in NFL, I'm sure that, you know, that would probably make him giggle underneath that angry ass face that he always has on a little bit. So, you know, I definitely think they're going to be better. You know, I think Jeff touched on it a little bit, and we've talked about it on previous shows. 7-9 is what they finished. 7-7 with Cam Newton as the starter. I mean, there are a few games, like literally end of game mistakes, like a missed field goal or a uncharacteristic fumble away from being 10-6 last year. So not unreasonable to think that they're going to improve enough to potentially actually be a wild card team. So, you know, Buffalo is still going to be very hard to beat out there. But all in all, free agency in general, New England has been the most active. And I think I've liked every single move that I've seen so far, especially Jonnu Smith. I think they're going to probably use him a lot, like Oakland uses Waller. So.
Nice.
Surprised no one, Kai, honestly, I feel like yours would have been, if it was unsignings, it would have been all the names that did not return to Tennessee, actually, because, you know, there's a lot of targets left over there. So there's a lot of talk about your boy, Derrick Henry, maybe catching some more passes this year. Yeah, so.
It's basketball season. I'm sorry, man. I don't follow the draft for the NFL, and it's just like I don't pay attention to the NFL till like a month before it starts, just like baseball.
Let me throw this out real quick, and I threw it out in our group text, but I have a league that I've been in for years and years and years, and this year I got the number one pick. Who do you take? I want to know your guys' take.
Garrett Cole.
I told.
Can't take a picture. Sorry.
I told you.
I might go Ronald Acuna.
I'm taking Acuna. I've already put it in stone. But I want to know you guys' take.
Yeah, I'll take LeMahieu.
Jeez.
He's going to hit 400 this year again, buddy.
So, who would you take, number one? I already know, but who would you take?
I said Mookie. I mean, I still stand by what I've been saying the past couple of years. I think that he's arguably the best player in baseball, realistically. And he's consistent every single year. So, I'd rather go with the guy who's been putting up the same numbers every year than the new guys who are getting elevated there the first year they're there. Acuna wasn't on the list last year. Neither was So I see it for a couple of years. I'll feel a little bit safer, but with those first, with that first round pick, especially if I'm number one, I'm trying to go safe. That didn't work in football, though. Christian McCaffrey, shout out to you. Good job. I definitely would be going with Mookie Betts.
Mookie.
All right. Well, that wraps it all up. We getting Kai back here for the final thoughts, really quick. So I'm gonna go with the same way that we started. Well, it got adjusted because he got kicked out. So let's go, Andy, Jeff, Kai. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts, man. March Madness is about to kick off. All you guys out there that are getting vasectomies this weekend, get a pack of ice, get a pack of beer, and have a good weekend.
Wow.
Oh man, I didn't know that this was vasectomy week.
Oh. Google it.
It is.
Well, that's funny because you say that, Andy, because Bill Veeck a few years ago, who's the coordinator for White Sox giveaways and shit, was giving away vasectomies at one of their minor league games and they got in trouble for it. But as far as my take here, I think that I'm really watching Cleveland State. I think they're going to win a game at least, which would be a big step in the right direction for that program. And other than that, man, we're about to start baseball. And I think this year, for the most part, they're probably going to get it in. So I think that most of the guys that we're talking about and most of the guys that we're watching play baseball, I think that we're going to see it all this year. Yes. And I'm so stoked to watch baseball. And you guys know, of course, I'm stoked to watch the Cubs. And I hope that those core four players, and that's part of a take on what we used to do in the mornings on Sundays. But I think the core four for the Cubs will take them to at least the postseason, hopefully a wild card. And other than that, man, I can't wait to start watching baseball for real.
Yeah, absolutely. Kai, final thought.
Knicks tonight, first time on TV that I've been able to watch them this year. So go Knicks. It's going to be a good test against the Nets. And we'll see what's up. If they got it in them to be any formidable opponent this year in the playoff.
You started on your grilled cheese. That's okay. Gonna be a slobber knocker.
We'll see. Good night, y'all.
All right, so great show, guys. We'll make sure you guys check us out next week. We'll be talking about the AL and NL East. Other than that, as always, make sure that you check us out on our social media pages. Even though Drew's not here, shout out to Drew again on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at IU We Talk Sports and Black Gamut ENT. Look forward to some of the other shows that we have coming out. Just wait for the promotions. We have our debate segment is going to start coming up again. Jeff mentioned it earlier in the neighborhood. You'll hear a little bit more about that. So just make sure you stay involved, follow us, and thanks for listening. As always, everybody have a great night. Enjoy Peace free up. Agency, and good luck in those in the beginning rounds of those tournaments.
Peace.